was on this day back in 1984 that one of the UK's top radio stations banned Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood after it was described as obscene. It was then banned by TV stations in the UK as well. The irony, though, it did manage to become number one in the UK and spent a total of 48 weeks on the UK charts. Here's Holly Johnson from the band.
I think for our first single, it's not a good thing to happen because it's kind of like a little black mark against us, almost. That's what it feels like.
New Kids on the Block had their second and last number one single with Hangin' Tough on this day back in 1990. They had a further seven top 10 hits by the end of 1991. They broke up after that and set the scene for numerous boy bands throughout the 90s. Here's Jordan Knight from the band telling us why he thought New Kids on the Block was so popular.
You know, you have to work hard, but there is an element of luck. You know, they say the harder you work, the luckier you get, and I believe that's true. The good thing about us is that, you know, we had each other. We had somebody right next to us that was going through the exact same thing. So, you know, I think a lot of times when you see stars out there, a lot of them are solo stars that get in trouble or, you know, start messing up and taking drugs and stuff like that because they're doing it alone.
And it was on this day in 2016 that Ed Sheeran's new single Shape of You and Castle on the Hill entered the UK singles chart at number one and number two respectively. First time in history an artist had taken up the top two chart positions with brand new songs. Here's Ed Sheeran telling us how he handled the good news of being number one.
Any good parent will know, any parent in here, if a kid wants a Lego set, you get them the small one. You don't get them the big one that's like 359 quid. So when my album went to number one, I was passing the Lego store, saw the big Death Star, and I went, you know what? It's time. Went in and bought, but I'm just a big kid.